another episode of Mike Malloy, Radio Gumshoe.
Hey, Truth Seekers. It was a day like most other days. It started with a cup of hot joe and a copy of the New York Times. The computer screen glowed dully in front of me, and in the background I could hear the babble from the television. This is my beat, sifting through whatever passes for news these days, looking for the stories the mainstream boys bury on the back pages, if they cover them at all. You see, I've been covering the Bush crime family for years, and I've learned that the facts don't necessarily end up on the nightly news, so I end up searching the internet, clicking through website after website, looking for the rest of the story mainstream media would rather have us forget all about, like a couple of wars. But now it's all about money. I guess it's always been. I clicked on over to rawstory.com, and Dennis Kucinich, one of the only guys in Washington you could trust not to lift your wallet, Dennis uncovered the latest scam by Merrill Lynch. It seems that when the government gave Merrill Lynch $10 billion of our money, money that was supposed to keep the company afloat, the Merrill Lynch Compensation Committee gave $3.6 billion away to company executives. The guys that lost 25 billion simoleons last year, yeah, them. Every week, 46,000 families lose their homes, and these jokers got 22 times what the execs over at AIG got. Not bad work if you can get it. So what's Obama going to do about that? Who knows? Over on truthout.org, I read about how Tim Geithner wants to pay out $1 trillion to alleviate the stress on the banking system. No one claims that $1 trillion spent on the Geithner plan will actually clean up the banks. It's just supposed to make things, you know, better. You can do a lot with $1 trillion. SCHIP could be funded for 300 million kid years. Or you'd have more than enough cash for energy-conserving retrofits for every building in the country. Or you could give it to the banks so they can make things better, whatever that means. But enough of all that. Time to turn on Fox to see if this is the day that Glenn Beck's head explodes. All in a day's work. For Mike Malloy, Radio Gumshoe.